Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
10 worst classic rock covers of all time. Cut up a sit and spin with Steve Miggs and Taryn Daly from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
To one on today's question, guys. I joined the Army in 1976, graduated basic and advanced individual training, April of 77. So I go home for a week and then went to Fort Devens, Massachusetts. My mom and stepdad dropped me off at SeaTac. I forgot my orders showing where I was supposed to be. Had all my gear, plane ticket, bus ticket. Finally got figured out. Plus, I drove a 26-foot U-Haul towing a car from Milton, Washington to Fort Worth, Texas. Drove to Ogden, Utah the first day and then proceeded to forget my itinerary for my flight back and my MapQuest the next. The next evening, I stopped in Lyman, Colorado. Fortunately, the hotel I stayed at was able to give me a MapQuest that I could use. Went through those hoops, was able to find a flight back. The flight sucked, starting with someone taking my seat and stuck between two large women who wouldn't even give me an armrest. Rock on, guys. That from Michael. What was MapQuest again? Was it the thing you printed out? Yeah. Like the itinerary?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we used to get lost, then MapQuest showed up, and that was a big help. And then,
but that wasn't a map. That was just actually where you take a right, take a left, take a right. Like basically Google.
Right. It wrote down the directions.
Yeah.
As opposed to just writing them down yourself or having to call someone and be like, how do I get to your house? Because there was MapQuest. And then for a minute there, it was really big to have the, what was it, like the Garmin?
Garmin? Yeah, Garmin.
Those were big to help you kind of get places. And then right. Everybody.
That was just in your car. Like if you buy a new car, like, what's that?
Yeah. Whatever and then just need. Smartphones came. So far along, it was like, oh, all right. I guess we could just use directions on our phone now.
Totally forgot about that. Okay, time for a few birthday emails brought to you by our friends at San Juan Salsa Company and their men's room roasted red salsa.
Dip responsibly.
Let's see here. Good afternoon, men's room. Can you wish my kiddo Elizabeth a happy 21st birthday? How about Coach Ted's recommendation on her first drink? Thank you guys for all you do. We haven't missed a show. That from Eric in Portland, Maine. Portland, Maine.
All right, that's a tough one. You're 21, you're in Maine. Man, I don't know. I mean, I feel like you get a Cape Codder. You go down, you know, right down the street there. First drink I ordered at a bar was a daiquiri, but I was underage and an idiot. I think you go classic. Get a little Captain Morgan in your life.
All right.
A little Diet Coke. Maybe a little Captain. Look, how about a get a Captain and Ginger?
Ooh, all right.
That's an airplane drink.
Nice pick, Coach.
Captain and Ginger?
If they have Captain. That's the wild card. Half the time it's Bacardi.
I feel like on the plane, for some reason, it's always Bacardi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But if you go to a bar, they have both.
I've done the Bacardi and Ginger. Fellas, I would love it if you guys would give my buddy and coworker Eric a birthday shout-out. He's 58. He has been servicing the Seattle area for decades, fixing and installing ice machines. Perhaps some dad jokes and a fish sandwich, if you would be so kind. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Two Oregon fish sandwich?
Let's see if I got some dad jokes. I think I do. All right.
Get in there.
Why was Matt Damon out thrift shopping? Why was Matt Damon out thrift shopping?
He was Goodwill hunting?
Goodwill hunting!
All right, well
yes!
Done. Nice work, Mike.
Guys, by the way, I saw a man smoking in church last Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Couldn't believe it. Almost dropped my gin and tonic.
Oh.
That'd be a pro move.
That's a bold move,
just
God.
Just in church drinking. Maybe
you got a little flat.
I'm there. I Ubered.
Hey, father serving drinks. Yeah. Why can't I have
that's
one?
Right. That's right. He's got the wine up there.
Guys, I bought my girl a pug last week. And despite the bulging eyes, the flat face, and rolls of fat, dog actually really likes her.
God, pugs are
there. I've got more since we have time. Did you know there are 206 bones in the human body?
Oh, no.
Or 207 if we go out. All right. See what you're doing.
Yeah.
Doctor says, well, it looks like you're a pregnant woman. Says, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. Doctor says, no, it just looks like you are.
Yeah. Yeah, guy asked, hey, what are your dog's name?
I said, Calvin and Klein. He says, isn't that a brand of underwear? I said, exactly. They're boxers.
Nice.
All right. I like that one.
Come along. I do dig chicks, but necrophilia ain't easy. A man asked his wife, what would you do if I won the lottery? She replied, I'd take half and leave you. Great. He says, I won 12. Here's $6.
Later.
And finally, I was building sandcastles with my grandpa, then my mom made me put him back in the urn. So.
Oh, no. That's gross.
Yep. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Shout out to 508. We'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New research has found that tomatoes found on the Galapagos Islands are reverting back to a primitive genetic state. They are actually de-evolving. They're going backward.
They're heirlooming.
Do they have a reason for that? Or
I don't know. I think they're about to study why they're doing that. Obviously, it's a phenomenon. Not a whole lot of things, you know, evolve to get better and then say, you know what? This actually sucks. Let's back this off.
That is a little weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
So I don't know what's going on with the island over there. It's already an anomaly over there, but
in other news, someone is stunning Galapagos tomatoes.
Yeah.
Like someone has to realize that.
Wait a minute.
I've been studying these. Finally, it pays off. See, Mom, I told you.
Right? This looks like the strain from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
What in the world? A new report that AI is willing to kill humans to avoid being shut down. So if it could, it would. It's kind of like a kitten.
Wasn't that kind of the whole point? Wasn't that what everyone was saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, look, if you give something intelligence and it feels threatened, it doesn't matter what it is, it's going to defend itself.
Correct.
Right? So, I mean... Mm-hmm.
It's one of the laws.
I wish it would go away.
I'm with you.
I'm just tired of every story about it. It's all this. It's all that.
Yeah.
Could you just burn out? Can we have another story that takes over?
Social media is just replete with the news cycle.
You know, just something else takes over.
Right. That's just the hotness right now. I don't know what's going on.
And then a lot of the stories are AI generated, which is the funny thing.
Right.
That's hard to read about AI, but you know, so and a lot of being able to say journalist Mike Hogg with help from AI.
Right.
Didn't you get an email from AI on an interview the other day?
Yes.
Essentially?
I'm almost positive of it.
Oh, really?
I guarantee you, I'm trying to get something set up right now, and reading the emails, I guarantee you this is an automated email system just based on what I can see on this thing.
Okay.
I can pick out, like, this isn't a person writing this. This isn't a person. Come on now.
You need to be a little more imperfect to
fool. And you guys should have more money than this. I don't get it. And the problem is, I'll scroll on Facebook and I'll see something that is just clearly AI generated. It's like an AI comic or something like that. You know, and the post is very funny. And I look at it, it's like, this isn't funny at all. And then I look at the comments and it's all the same comment over and over again. I'm like, how deep does this AI well go? How many doggone profiles has it made to then create all this content? Like, this is wild. Social media is about to be destroyed by AI because it won't stop just infecting everything in there.
I'm okay with it.
I can't enjoy anything on there anymore. Cannabis and human remains that were sent to space on a SpaceX mission went missing after returning to Earth.
Wait. Cannabis and human remains.
Yeah. You know,
two separate things.
Space ashes.
And then they come back.
They don't know where it's at.
Well, the cannabis, I can guess, but one of those is obvious. But the other one.
Okay. Aliens took the space weed.
I got stoned.
This is nice.
Space weed.
So that nobody smoked it. They just sent it up there? Yeah, they sent it up there, and then when they brought it back, from what I can understand, I didn't read the story, but when it came back, they lost it on reentry. They don't know where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they sent human remains and weed to space, but, you know, SpaceX is doing its stuff.
I'm into necrophilia and getting stoned, bro.
I mean, maybe somebody just likes getting stoned and sent a family member. There you go. There you go, buddy.
Oh, you've seen space now.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you might be up there. I don't know.
Big spot.
An Australian mining company has made a battery electric locomotive that frequently charges itself because it's constantly traveling downhill.
Oh, at some point, it's got to stop moving downhill, though, right?
Well, yeah, but I think then it uses the battery power to drive itself back up the hill.
Mike, you explained that succinctly. Thank you.
And I feel like it's such a low grade over a long period of time that it doesn't even take that much power.
Okay.
So it's just kind of in perpetual full battery mode because it's spending so much time charging.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. There you go, Miles. That's not AI. Okay. That's a good technological advancement.
Thank God.
Scientists have used a bacteria to turn plastic waste into acetaminophen. And it's a modified E. coli bacteria.
Huh. E. coli. All right. There's your good side.
Right. And that's weird to me that we spend so much time like avoiding E. coli. You know, restaurants get shut down because of an outbreak. But now we're going to make it turn plastic into Tylenol.
Well, hey, if it's going to be there, you might as well do something useful.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I could say is some of that stuff is kind of like our stomach acid, right?
Okay.
Right.
It was sure. Gotta have it, but right. But if it leaks, then it's like the rest of the body's like, oh, wrong thing, right? So, like,
it's
you're right.
Personal Fukushima.
Yeah, E. coli, sorry. Bad.
Right.
But, like, we could use it to turn into something good.
Eats plastic? Good.
I mean, you don't have to drink, and there's still advantages to alcohol, to cleaning stuff, and absolutely. Everything else.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Google Earth will now soon let you look at old images in Street View to revisit the history of whichever place that you're looking at.
Google
we
Earth.
We did that today.
Yeah.
Oh, did you really? You guys went on the deep
oh,
dive.
Oh, boy. Not Google. It was Google no, Earth, not the Street View, view but yeah.
Wait, you looked at old images. Where at?
All over the world.
Okay.
Yes.
Like from where you grew up at?
Like Las Vegas.
Oh, gotcha.
What,
how much
what it was in 1998 compared to what it looks like now.
Jeez.
Yes. It's like glaciers.
It's eye-opening.
It's crazy.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Spots in Oregon where they were like total forest completely gone.
Oh, yeah.
It's nuts. Like yeah. 20 years, we've done some damage.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. There's an article providing relief for those suffering from an allergy that's more common than people think. Semen allergy.
Huh. I'm allergic to it.
So she wasn't lying.
No.
No, she was.
I didn't know that that was a thing. I think I might have made fun of the fact that that might have been a thing. And, you know, in some rare cases. But they said of women that suffer from post-session discomforts and yeah. Reactions,
oh. Oh, yeah, okay.
12% of them actually have a semen allergy.
I first read about that last week. We were researching something entirely different for the question of the day. Cannot remember what that question was. But one of the stories of old woman who had a semen allergy. But like anything, she's one of the first people to come forward.
Sure.
And say, look. People have been making fun of me for all these years, blah, blah, blah. But I went to a doctor, and they're like, yeah, but her thing was she wasn't allergic to all semen, but whatever the protein is, like, in her current boyfriend's semen,
okay,
that's the one.
That's the
so she's
one.
Like, that's here's my issue. She's like, I love my boyfriend, but when we have sex, you know, like anything, you break out in hives sure. Or whatever. She's like, and that sucks. But other guys I've been with, who I don't want to be with, I don't. So
that would freak me out as a dude.
To have sex. I want to have sex with this guy, but it brings me great discomfort after the fact.
That would freak me out as a dude. Like, do I have like acidic stuff?
Yeah, I mean, but you could go to your Rolodex and be like, man, you're the only person, as far as I know, that affects. But it also sucks because I want to be with you,
right?
But I want to have sex with you.
But
you
want to
have sex with me. But it's kind of like I have a shellfish allergy, but I really want to eat shrimp.
It's like a gank gunk.
Yeah, can.
Can't, yeah.
But it brings you great discomfort.
I don't know, man. I'll whatever you want to call me insecure, I'll be like, let's see the paperwork. Or like, if you want to break up, we can just break up.
Show me the proof, man.
I really like you. I can't have sex with you anymore. I'm allergic to your semen.
Yeah. Workers exposed to AI report better physical health and higher satisfaction with their well-being without feeling anxious, depressed, or insecure about their job security.
Because we're not doing anything.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, the big argument with AI was like it's gonna get people out of jobs because it's gonna take over everything, and they said it's having the opposite effect. People feel more secure in their jobs; they're actually feeling better about it
because you can just plug AI.
Right,
you don't have to do the research. Obviously, I'm more relaxed.
Sure, it's switching what your job is what it's doing.
Essentially, yeah, your AI monitoring.
And if AI is going to take your job, you know.
Oh yeah, I think you know.
You know what I mean? So maybe there's going to be some reductions in force as they were as AI continues to make things easier so that fewer people have to be able to monitor it and take a look at things. But, you know.
But see, I didn't see that coming when I was a kid. It was always robots are going to take your job.
Right. That was the AI.
Right. That's what we're looking at is the robots. They're like, ha-ha, we snuck in the back there, are they?
It actually is Hal. Damn it.
I was going to say, right? I mean, it basically.
I tried to tell you, Dave.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I know, man.
We're hosed.
I hate those dogs.
Dogs.
The robot dogs that are doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Those videos are crazy, man.
They're wild.
Yeah.
1 in 4 Americans want a break from physical intimacy, according to a new study.
Semen allergies.
They're allergic.
I'm there to step in for you.
Right. I'm on the bench.
Whatever your boyfriend or girlfriend is, I'm there.
We've reached a point in our society.
It's a bold statement.
We've reached a point in our society where someone felt the need to ask, should deodorant be a part of the social contract?
No.
I mean, it's up to you. Look, other people might not want to be around you, but it's your choice for how you want to go through life.
It is, but should we hold ourselves to a standard of, like, if you're going to go out in society, put on doggone deodorant?
I think most people do, but again, my argument's always like, look, you can make any decision you want. It's like, I got canceled. Like, you didn't get canceled. A group of people didn't like what you did, and
right.
That's their prerogative. If you don't want to wear deodorant, don't, but don't get upset at kind of the social reaction around you. That's right. All.
To me.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, you know what I mean? If I pass somebody who lives on the street and they smell like that, I go, all right, I get it.
Sure.
If I pass somebody in the grocery store, I will make a quick judgment and be like, oh, he must have come back from the gym. Right?
Because
the deodorant worn off. I mean, literally, it happened to me last night.
Okay.
Somebody just passed me, and I was like, that's a lot of BO. But I looked at the dude, and he was just in a t-shirt and mesh shorts. So I'm like, oh, he probably just came from the gym. No biggie.
Sure. I've also followed behind people that they clearly didn't come from the gym. They just reeked.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd almost rather smell BO than the entire elevator be filled with different types of colognes.
They, like, burn my nose and my sinuses and give me a headache.
I disagree with that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm indifferent. Like, look, man, there's legal. You got to wear clothes. After that, I don't care what you do. You don't impress me enough. And if you stink, then I made the judgment. You stink, but don't get upset if I'm like, I don't want to sit next to you.
Dude, I kid you not. I went to a show not terribly long ago. I think it was last year. I was up in Vancouver, and I've walked behind this dude. I call him the Wolf Man because he had one of those wolf shirts with the moon on it.
Yeah.
Big old neck beard on the guy. He reeked, and his smell wafted through a hall full of people inside of an arena. I could smell the damn thing. And then I went into the bathroom. I passed him because I didn't want to follow him and be drafted by this guy. I went into the bathroom, and as I'm standing at the stall, I can't look. I'm not looking, and I know he's in the damn bathroom. Yeah, put on deodorant, dude. There's no excuse that you can make. But you know what? Let's talk about the other great things about deodorant.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more fragrant fun facts about deodorant. Well, isn't this serendipitous? Just yesterday, I was getting back on the elevator after taking part in my daily ritual of a tobacco break, in which I am able to shorten my life by about 3 hours a day in just 10 minutes. What a deal. Back to the elevator. There were two distinct odors wafting about in that confined space. One was that Whole Foods organic soaps and creams aisle smell. Delightful. And the other was clearly some rank-ass B.O. For the love of Moses, take a shower. That chemical cover only lasts so long before your boob, butt, and bag odor comes creeping past your vapor barrier.
So here's some fun and interesting facts about deodorant. They start by saying being anti-body odor is not a modern phenomenon. According to the New York Times, ancient Egyptians invented the art of scented bathing and took to applying perfume to their pits.
Oh.
The first trademark deodorant in 1888 was called Mum. And the first antiperspirant ever dry, followed 15 years later. That's according to the Times.
They do roll-ons anymore.
I think you can find it somewhere, but it's been a long time.
Is that more
time.
Female-oriented, so I don't...
It might be.
Okay.
Because if you got pit hair, that's not a good idea.
Well, I used to use them as a kid.
Yeah? Yeah.
I had pit hair.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like I was ripping them out or anything.
Right. Sure. Yeah, that's a good call.
It's like dial.
The only thing I have it to roll on is Icy Hot.
There you go. Good application there.
Right.
Deodorant kills bacteria. Sweat isn't inherently stinky. In fact, it's nearly odorless. The stench comes from bacteria that breaks down one of two types of sweat on your skin. Deodorant contains some antibacterial power to stop the stink before it starts, while antiperspirants deal with sweat directly.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
It's not you, it's your bacteria.
That's right.
Mm.
More fun deodorant facts. Antiperspirants don't actually stop the sweating process. The aluminum compounds in antiperspirants effectively stop up the eccrine sweat glands, but the FDA only requires that a brand cut back on sweat by 20% to boast an all-day protection on its label. An antiperspirant claiming extra strength only has to cut down on wetness by 30%.
All right. You just got to know if you're a sweater, too.
Yeah.
And you don't actually want to prevent yourself from sweating.
No, it's a natural thing that your body is doing.
Right.
That
for a reason.
You need to do. You know, and you don't want to be stinky. That's the whole thing.
That's always my. I would rather be pitting out but not stink
right.
than look dry as an autumn leaf and just smell like
Wolfman. Yeah, exactly.
Neck beard.
Right. The whole thing.
I feel like if you have a neck beard, you're letting people know there's a very good chance that I smell bad.
Yeah. And he,
the chances of me stinking are much higher than people without a neck beard.
I could put this dude in a lineup of people, and you could tell.
You could close your eyes and figure
exactly.
out which one.
Exactly. Like, you could walk into a room with a lineup of these people, and you could say, that's the guy. without my description, you can know exactly who stank in that room. Some more deodorant facts. You can really become immune to your antiperspirant. It seems that our bodies do adapt to sweat-thwarting ways of antiperspirants, but no one really knows why. The body may adapt to find a way to unplug the glands or simply produce more sweat in the body's other glands. They say it's a good idea to switch up your deodorant brand every 6 months to prevent resistance.
Huh. 6 months. All right.
6 months. Yeah, I haven't changed my deodorant in a long time. I also haven't done an antiperspirant in quite some time. I heard that there was some health thing with the aluminum that was in it that you might want to avoid. Plus, again, you don't want to keep yourself from sweating.
Right.
It's unsightly, but it's something that you need to do. Fun facts about deodorant. Your deodorant does not care if you're male or female.
No.
Which is funny.
Well, it asks me every day. It's the fragrance
pH balance for a woman, though.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Mm-hmm. That commercial was big.
Oh, okay. It was huge, because you weren't going to argue. You're
how
like,
how does a lotion know if it's body or hand?
True. I don't know. I don't know.
Trust me. I've heard that. Why are you using my hand lotion? I'm like, I don't know. Your legs. I'm like, because it's lotion.
Lotion.
They say deodorant for men or for women is most likely a little more than marketing ploy. In at least one brand, the same active ingredient is present in the same amounts in the sticks for men and women. It's only the packaging and fragrance that differs.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Says that we're still falling for it. Though, as of 2006, unisex deodorants make up for just 10% of the sweat-fighting market. And also, fun fact, while women have more sweat glands than men, men's sweat glands produce more.
Lucky us.
Yeah. Right.
I don't need as many to sweat like you do.
That's why we're sweaty, stinky, gross. That's why women can have a big old workout at the gym and still just not sweat at all. Meanwhile, I do, 10 minutes and I'm going to flop sweat.
But keep in mind, they now have that all over body deodorant, which I know they have for men now, but they introduced it for women first.
Gotcha.
And I felt like all they were really trying to say in that entire commercial is, you can put it on your hoo-ha.
Right.
Because people took care of the
armpits.
So they go, it's an all bond. It's like, I get it. But what you're saying is, Joaquin, this is what we're going for.
Fun deodorant facts. Not everybody needs deodorant, and it's possible to tell if you do by your earwax. Deodorant advertisers have done a pretty good job of convincing us that we're disgustingly smelly animals who need to be refined by their products, like Wolfman. But most people don't smell as bad as they think they do. Some who come from a particularly lucky gene pool don't even smell at all. Short of foregoing all deodorant long enough to discover your true scent, you can get an idea about your own personal smell factor by examining your earwax. White, flaky ear gunk most likely means that you could toss the deodorant stick. Dark and sticky wax, not so fast.
Dark and sticky is not like my women.
Dry earwax producers are missing a chemical in their pits that the odor-causing bacteria feed on.
Okay.
So that's why you can tell there.
Is there anything earwax can't do? Then you have something last week with earwax, like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's.
AI can assess it or something like that and tell if you have Parkinson's
from your freaking earwax.
Yeah,
we still talking about canal juice?
Canal juice. Yes.
That's right. Jesus. Nobody, not even deodorant makers, truly understands where those yellow stains come from.
On the white shirts?
That's right. The dominant theory is that the aluminum-based ingredients in antiperspirant somehow react with sweat or skin or shirts or laundry detergent or all of the above to make that foul stain.
That makes sense, or they would have fixed it.
Right. Because it's
if they knew, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't ruin your clothes.
Right.
They would market it that way.
Oh, God.
Will not ruin your white shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave you with this final fun fact that you probably didn't know about deodorant. Did you guys know that you can, in fact, make your own? A number of plant oils and extracts contain their very own antibacterial powers, so in theory, you can make your own stench-fighting deodorant relatively easy. However, people seem to find all-natural store-bought products to have a varying degree of efficacy, not to mention that you won't find an all-natural antiperspirant, just odor blockers.
Yeah, right.
So if you're doing it the way that I am, which is just not going for the antiperspirant, that's not a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's my deodorant. I just use toothpaste.
A man in Connecticut ended up stuck on a chimney, but you won't believe why, Miles.
Why was he in a chimney?
Tell me about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, as usual, we had to see Drink Desk. And Steve, a thrill hell to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast the United States Marshal Service and the Milwaukee Police Department. This past Friday, they pulled over a vehicle and they realized that the driver had an active warrant for his arrest. So officers placed spike strips under his rear tires, but he sped off anyway. Cops gave chase, reaching speeds of 80 miles an hour. And as this guy's driving, the suspect actually fired shots at the officers. Now, the good news is no one was hurt, no one was hit. Now, eventually, the driver abandoned his car and disappeared onto a golf course. Well, this past Monday, just yesterday, they managed to track him down. They took him into custody, and they arrested 42-year-old, and this is his name, Looney Tune. Looney Tune is the man's name. And the stupid thing is he has two middle names, and it's like, you know, Frank and Edward. Completely normal middle names, but his actual first name is Looney. His last name is Tune.
I mean, I get his parents trying to make a joke. I mean, he lived up to it.
He did. That's the whole thing about him. But don't name your kid Looney Tune. Just throwing it out there.
Note it.
Nickname him Looney Tune if you want to do that.
I mean, I guess, truthfully, that only affects you if your last name's Tune.
Tune, right.
Like, none of us have to worry about it.
I mean, Looney Hill. Sure, make fun of it, but it's not Looney Tune. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Let's get a contestant online for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.